One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
Well, welcome everybody. Good evening, and welcome on this Monday. It's Monday the 19th of March, and this is the Ron Amatron Healing Show, and we'll be with you for the next 3 hours at 6 o'clock here Pacific and 9 Eastern. So we are going to sort of have an overall theme today of how the dark tricked us into pulling us into its creation. So before I get going on the topic, we're just waiting for Ron to come on the line. excuse me. I'll give out a few numbers and emails and so forth. So we would love to have calls or emails, questions emailed in. So the phone number for tonight is 888-747-1968, 888-747-1968. And then you can send your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So let's have a look. We've spent quite a few shows covering different aspects of the dark and the light. We've talked about timelines. We've talked about emotions and the 108 bodies that make up our physical body and how judgment and emotions affect our physical health. We did do some clone show, several weeks ago now before we were here in the 6 p.m. slot. And we did one on cording and how that affects us physically. So we thought tonight we would talk about the dark, and Ron has explained how the dark and the light are separate creations, two completely separate creations, and how we originated in the light and have moved over into this area that where the dark also exists, kind of invaded the territory of the light, and how that has affected us. And I'm just going to see if Ron, are you on the line yet? I'm just wondering if they've gotten through to you yet. So maybe not. Okay. Let's have a look. I'm just going to quickly type to Ron because I'm not sure if he's here. Okay. So, so as Ron has described, these are two totally different creations, and they should not really be overlapping, but they are. And, okay, I'm getting a lot of stuff typed to me right now. Let's see. Okay. All right. Hold on, guys, one moment. Micro Effect, if you can run some music just for a second, I'll get this sorted out for you. We're having trouble reaching Ron.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind. Send it.
Okay, well, we're back. Sorry about that tricky beginning there, but here we are back again. And Ron, you're on the line with us now, right?
Yep, I should be here. How do I sound?
Okay, great. Sound great. Okay, wonderful.
Wonderful.
So, Ron, I was just mentioning that we were probably going to have for our theme tonight the topic of the difference between the light and the dark creations and how the light has tricked those of us here on Earth and anyone else, I guess, living in the overlap of the two creations since the dark invaded some of the light's territories. And I had given out the phone number, 888-747-1968. We would love callers who might have questions about this topic, and then the email address for your questions is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I guess before we jump into all this, since we're at the beginning of the show, Ron, we probably should mention that you're in New York now, and this coming weekend, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, you will be at the New Life Expo at the New Yorker Hotel. So you want to talk just a little bit about what people can expect from your talks and also maybe describe the light infusion chamber, because I know a lot of listeners on Rumor Mill News here probably are not familiar with that.
Yeah, so I'll be doing three lectures, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The event starts about 3:30 on Friday. That goes for the next 2 days. I'll be dealing with mainly talking about aliens, how they're controlling you, implants, clone bodies. I'll be releasing clone bodies from people. That's quite interesting when you see a group of people before their eyes see people physically change. And that's something that you have to see to believe. Once you see it, then you have a complete different view on reality, knowing that you are probably running clone bodies in you all the time, just like the people you watched get released. And then there's a whole room of that also. So quite interesting as you watch people jerk. Maybe their bodies will physically change. You might see their face expression change or skin color. You might see their hair look different on their head as I release each clone out of them. And we probably will go through, maybe 100 clones, to 200 per timeline. Remember, the timeline is where they connect you with the clone. So the nice thing is that when you finally become yourself and you come in, your skin gets moisture, and you feel happier, you smile, and you start seeing colors and just the room energy is completely different. People have not had the clone decloning clearing. Then they look like you're watching them on a flat screen, like you're watching a motion picture. And the ones that have been decloned look three-dimensional. And it's quite something as you view clones in front of you after that process. And it's kind of like watching the movie, the old movie, They Live. And they have those magical sunglasses they put on, and they saw different life forms in front of them. And so that's the one way to look at it. I'll be having the lectures that I have on a conference call live. That's $40 for all the events that I'm doing. If you're interested, it'll be on the website right now. And the special event that I'm having there is on Saturday at 8 o'clock. And I'll be doing enlistment for the time-traveling soldiers, the elite forces, if you wish to join, to fight and battle the aliens on timelines that are just adjacent to this one. Remember, if those aliens come across into our timeline, it would be catastrophic. We'd all be destroyed. We have no technology typically here that's known to the militaries. There are special programs that might be able to help out, but the standard militaries that people know about would all be annihilated. So they're holding them back on these timelines just adjacent to ours, and battles are going on 24/7 as the aliens come in trying to take over the planet. This is the main gate for 2012 right now, is to take over this particular planet. They know about that because of the time-traveling soldiers and also people that were sent into the future could look back upon. timelines and see this occurring. So they're changing reality by doing this. So back to you, Gary. Oh, and also I'm doing a workshop, excuse me, that the following Thursday after the Expo, the 29th, and that's also in Manhattan, a location called the TRS Center. That'll be from 6 to 9:30. So if you're interested in coming to those, you can. If not, you can just go to your computer and listen to them. I'll have a conference when it opens, but you can at least listen. Have a wonderful experience and hear what we talk about. I'll be on the Strange Universe panel on Sunday. Normally in those almost all the time with Sean David Morton as the moderator. And that starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. And, you know, Ron, did you talk about the light infusion chamber? You may have. I was just reading the different questions.
Oh, no, I didn't talk about that, no. So
okay.
That's just the events that I'll be doing there. The light infusion chamber is connected right to source energy. The light ship is what we call it this time. I was talking 2,000 years ago in Jesus, I would have mentioned Father. That's because Father would not make any sense to anybody at this particular time. It's the creation light ship. This is the source energy that created everything from the light. Everything that will be created out of the light is available on this light ship. I call it a light ship because it needs to have physicality to do the manifestations on. So everything is created from light, non-judgmental energy, pure light. And that chamber will be here, which people can go into and do special sessions to get light put back into your body. And along with physical healing, the light beings will be working with you. And it's quite a wonderful event. If you're interested in being in the light chamber but you can't physically come, then you just send me an email with your photograph. I will print that out and put that in the chamber. You'll have many, many, many sessions with that. It's $100 to do so. So I guess back to you, Carrie. We do have also four monitors that have healings on them. It's a demonstration, so you can actually put headphones on, hearing my voice counting down as it's doing the healing on you, and go through heartache and pain and fear, anxiety, leave trauma, emotional, mental stuff. All these are different energetic bodies that are corrupted by the darkness, which is mind energy. And I also do session there where I take you out of your body and put you into your feet, regain spiritual energy back into your feet, because most spirits don't want to go below your waist. Get out of here. They don't like to hang into the lower parts of you. That really helps healing. So, but a wonderful experience. There we have pictures that I activate, putting light beams, energies into those pictures. So if you like say Buddha, for instance, or Saint Germain, or Jesus. There's other many, many cards that we have, but I put the original essence energy into that particular photograph and will radiate peace out to you from that being. The picture will stay energized indefinitely as long as you have it like on a wall in your room, in your house. You don't want to pray to it naturally because a praying connects things to you, which you don't want to have done, but it will just radiate peace energy. Remember, nothing wants to be ever recorded. So that's why you don't want to pray to these things, because they won't connect to you that way. They won't acknowledge anything that you're trying to do to them. They're just going to be there to emit peace energy. So now, Carrie, back to you.
So, Ron, you just said something about, you just mentioned that for the pictures, you bring in the original essence of these different teachers that we've had here on the planet. What do you mean by original essence, and is that different from how the people living in those times would have known those characters?
Okay, we'll just take Buddha, for instance. So Buddha was a human, and at some point light beings came into his body to talk about source energy, and how this energy is non-judgmental, and how you need to clean out the judgment out of your physical body in order for you to be able to do the ascension, which was upcoming the end of that 2,000-year cycle. And you wanted to clean away your densities, what they call karma. And that's basically what was taught to people from the light ship, from the light beings, to help humanity change their thinking, to have ascension process available to them to get rid of these blockages of mind energy. Somehow the teachings went askew, went into meditation. We'll say they went into other teachings that was not from the light beam. Man gets a hold of things, it changes things. But the light never channels through anything, not brings forth information through people, like in a seance or channels or whatever. It just doesn't communicate that way because you already have it inside of you. That's the process that everybody needs to understand. So what was basically maybe talked about after the light beams left became corrupted, much like the teachings of Jesus, fortunately, because nobody realized that he was here to teach ascension, I believe. Everybody talks about him saving your sins, which is not being done because you haven't had the clearing. So that's the problem that has been perpetrated, the lie upon humanity to that. And it's very, very sad that the darkness would come in and corrupt things. And the darkness is mind energy. Mind energy that we're talking about today in this program, the difference between the source energy, which doesn't judge anything, allows you to have free will, free choice. Why the light is helping the founding father time travelers of the United States here of America and the soldiers that are battling for your rights of free will, free choice. Light is there as whatever is being perpetrated, taken away from free choice, free will, like with the Constitution basically says, fighting for, and the light is there to bring forth energy as things are being captive, held captive, stolen, taken into darkness. The light's there to bring back part of itself, along with the Earth spirit that's been stolen. The Earth spirit is also no longer with this planet. It left, 4 months ago, 6 months ago. At that point, what's here now is space holders of light with this planet, but the true Earth spirit is now looking for itself, as is battling for its life to find itself in order to do the ascension process too, as everything gets stolen. That's what the dark side does, is steal spirit. If you're the New Age teachings, they use the word soul. I use the word spirit because spirit is all that's there in light energy. There's no delineation or stepping down of energies or trying to make something less than what it is. No spiritual hierarchy in the true light. Light of the darkness is all kinds of spiritual hierarchy. Why there's all different types of alien gods out there and worshiping of gods, etc. Like we mentioned on the last show, the first commandment, you know, which was, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Word is God, okay? Means that this one god, alien energy, decided that it wanted to be head honcho, so it wanted everybody to worship it. That would be Jehovah. That's the process that you have there is understanding that, that the Jehovah alien energy wanted nothing to do with anything else and wanted everybody to become servient yet. And that's why it wanted to kill everybody's firstborn, a child, because it wanted to do sacrifices. And who knows, after if you were to leave and go to Jehovah, if you wouldn't be a sacrifice yourself. So that's the way it is. Like that doesn't happen. This is just the way mind energy came in here from the aliens to bring forth religions, etc. Jesus came to put a toe to the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament, where you don't have to kill anybody. And his teachings were, won't say it's of love, it's of peace. That is, love is still in duality. Love energy still deals with the duality of good and bad and everything else, and including in that is heartbreak. So source energy doesn't deal with anything but your peace. That's what you're looking for. Okay. And as a peacemaker, to show peace to people, to fight your neighbors. That's his teaching. And he came here only because it was at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, the ascension time. So he did the ascension, showing people that, yeah, I did it. You can do it too. Clearing, get rid of your densities out of your body, get rid of your judgment ancestors that was passed on to you. That's stated in the Bible too. What is it? The sins of your ancestors or forefathers are passed on to you, or your firstborn, or something like that. Not really a Bible student, but people know what I'm talking about, and that's basically what it is. You are living the life of your ancestors. Heard negative thoughts or positive thoughts, same thing, it's still judgment. A right or wrong makes no difference. Those thoughts, that's in duality, what the aliens gave you to keep you suffering here, is what you're holding inside of yourself, which is densities. And those densities start to block your physical body's energy. And your healing energy is from your own spirit that resides in your heart center. Spirit cannot and will not come into these densities whatsoever. So the energies that are blocked in you means that you don't have spirit there. How do you get your spirit back into yourself? Well, that's to do clearing. Get out of there. Nothing can do it for you. Light cannot judge you. Light doesn't judge anything with you. If you think that you can pray to something outside of yourself to get fixed, you have been taught the wrong teaching. You have to work on yourself. Get the conscious awareness, control of your life to do that. That's what we're here to do, is to help people in the ascension process if you choose to do that. Now that you're all listening to this program means that you did not understand, either you or your ancestors, the teachings of Jesus. But you've been here for 2,000 years, but who knows how long before that, but those teachings of Jesus were not understood by your ancestors, and maybe even your spirit in a body, body's ego, the mind got a hold of that and decided not to listen to Jesus. You're stuck here. And you now have an opportunity to save yourself. Choose to leave this planet of darkness, like it here. No, most people don't care. The ones that do care would like to get out of here, but they don't know how to do that. Well, this is it. This is ascension time, folks. And Creation Light Ship is here to do healings on you, clearings on you, to enforce darkness, get it out of you, boost it out of you, so that you can hold spirit energy. That's the whole process. It's the whole thing. So Jesus, very, very simple. Never go outside of yourself. Don't pray to anything outside of yourself to become prey, because you have the force energy with P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y. You can't go to any source outside of yourself. You can't go to the light. You can't go to source energy, because the source energy would see you as a corruptible energy, full of darkness, would zap you. That's what's happening to the darkness out there of the aliens as these wars are being taken place as we speak. And these aliens are trying to invade our whole timeline here to take over this planet and you. Destroy us. Why? Life is working to help you, working with these soldiers to help them to help you. Wish to enlist. I do programs for enlistment. And you can send me an email that you'd like to do that, and I'll put one together. I do them probably about every 3 weeks for people. That's your choice. Choose to look for freedom and want to participate in that or not. You're bi-located out of time or listed into the United States of America time-traveling soldier, the elite forces, and you can do battles or not. It's up to you. Most people do want to get even with the aliens for taking away their free choice, free will. They do enlist to do that. Go through an orientation, a training program. You're transported into the future, probably from 2100 or beyond. Happens instantly. You're bi-located instantly. You'll live a normal life here. And there you're battling aliens. You feel better about yourself. And like I said before, you could be enlisted with your father, your grandfather going back, put away fat. These will be at the age that they have chosen to be bi-located. So basically, it'd probably be, if you're able to talk to them, see them, what you're doing over there. Won't have the memory back here, but you may understand that you're with them. You'd probably be seeing them maybe at the younger ages of maybe 18 to 20, the older person. You're going there on a particular age on this timeline. They were recruited and brought into time when they were much younger than you are. So, darkness, the difference is the darkness has copied the light. Means that it, a lot of the word loosely spiritual practices of the darkness is very similar to the light. But the light doesn't use force of will and harmony. The darkness will use force of will. That's the new age belief that your thoughts control your reality, and that's basically true. The land of darkness, because what you think does bring something to you, the law of cause and effect. And when that happens is you are sometimes causing somebody harm because you are choosing to think of a great thing that you wish to have, and maybe you're taking it away from somebody who needs it too, but you have stronger mind over them. So your mind control is stronger than someone else's. Lo and behold, get your prize. They lost. So the darkness is a way of doing manifestations would be very similar to the light. That they use what they call, what I call the dung pool. They use spirits from people that have been put through the wearing blender, slice and dice, and you're being created from a manifestation standpoint of like a dung pool for the alien secretion of waste products. They use that because it holds some light particles in it. There you are created out of this batch of feces. And they created you. That's why your body doesn't hold very much light in it. Because it's contaminated. You need to get it back to its original form, spirit life. You have to release these judgments. Every time you have a contamination thought, you are dealing with a contamination, a judgment, that is preventing your body to have eternal life. Teachings of Jesus, if you want to have eternal life, then you need to clean your body out. I'm like a baby, like a child, that's what teachings are about. And are you doing that? If you work on yourself, you become innocent. You get rid of the judgments that are stored deeply inside of you. So that's your choice. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so we're going to break now. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show here on Radio RMN PM on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network. We'll be back in a few minutes, so stay tuned. You can send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll be right back.
Thing the men behind the curtain want is a conscious, informed public capable of critical thinking, which is why a continually fraudulent zeitgeist is output in the religion, the mass media, and the educational system. They seek to keep you in a distracted, naive bubble, and they are doing a damn good job of it.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
Illuminati, you come to take control. You can take my heartbeat, but you can break my soul. We all shall be free.
Will 2012 bring the Mayan end of world or the global banking collapse? In 2007, one man, Mike Dillard, made five predictions which forecasted the 2008 economic crisis and the pending Eurozone collapse. This week, Mike unleashes three brand new, shocking, must-watch videos with predictions for the coming year. www.thethreevideos.com. Over the past year, Mike Dillard has helped thousands of ordinary people create and recover wealth by tapping into the black box investing strategies the big banks don't want you to know about. www.thethreevideos.com. As the European banking system implodes and governments collapse at breakneck speeds, the next 12 months will be the most anticipated and important months in modern human history. This will make 2008 look like a walk in the park. Everyone will be affected. Go to www.thethreevideos.com now. Learn how to prepare your family and prosper during the global financial collapse.
Camping, hiking, backpacking, Alice packs, military surplus, tactical gear. The list goes on and on and on. You can find it at CJL Enterprise. That's ENTERPRIZE.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on the web. Again, it's CJL Enter, ENTERPRIZE.com. CJL Enterprise.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. CJL Enterprise.
TheMicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect, Kamiyai, Idaho, where every day is a holiday.
Yes, sir!
Where every paycheck is a fortune.
Yes, sir!
Kamiyai, Idaho, where every meal is a banquet.
Yes, sir!
Where your instincts will serve you better than your government.
Yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Yes, sir!
TheMicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect, a worldwide broadcast on the internet and on KU band satellite. Telstar 5, Transponder 5, TheMicroEffectLive.com. The most important phone number you'll need to remember is 888-747-1968. Again, 888-747-1968. Don't miss it.
Yes, sir!
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show. My name is Carrie, and we're taking your calls on 888-747-1968 or your questions over at the email address CLS for Creation Light Chip, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, we had a question a little bit ago from Buddy, who is just asking, how does the darkness trick and control us?
Okay, well, the darkness, there's different ways of looking at the darkness. I see the darkness as beings that have been created by the light, that turned over to darkness, which is mind energy, which is control manipulation. And then I also see the darkness as soulless beings that are created from a whole different universe. So we have a lit universe of light, which only light is supposed to be in. And then somehow we have the darkness universe that is there also. How either one of these first came about, I don't think there's really any way of finding out that. Some people think that out of the dark came the light. So in the process of out of the darkness came the light, that would be the process of ascension. Because when the ascension time comes, everything is turned off in the light, and there would be, in a sense, a void, which would look like darkness if you were to actually be able to see it. But, you know, there's probably people that might look at things, sense psychics that could see things and maybe look at that and interpret it that, yeah, it was dark and the light came out of the darkness. So that's one interpretation. The other thing, people think that maybe the darkness was always here and, you know, the light just happened to form because it was kind of creation out of the darkness, and it made more and more light. The other thing is that the light created the darkness because it wanted to have a way to experience duality, okay? And in the duality is where everybody gets harmed, because you're dealing with cause and effect energies all the time. And that's your karma. That's what people talk about is your karma, the cause and effect energies. So from my standpoint, there is just two energies. How they got created is anybody's guess. But the light does not know darkness. That I do know. The light does not judge anything. And so naturally, true source energy that created you, that your spirit is made up of, has no judgment. And the darkness is judging you with the duality energies. And the darkness is connected to mind. And this is why you have the planets controlling you. Everybody knows that. This is, go to any newspaper and you see a horoscope and you look up your birth date, month you were born, and lo and behold, it tells something about your little story. And why is that? Even, you go to a Chinese restaurant and they have the different years of different particular animals there. Well, that's something else controlling you. It's all darkness energy. So it means that you're being controlled by something outside of yourself, and you're not saying yes or no to it. It's just it's there, and it controls you. So it's taking away your free choice, free will. And in the process of doing that, this is the way the darkness connects to you, and people denounce their spirit by going into the mind energy and thinking. Remember, if you don't have thought, if you're in peace, there's no thought, and the aliens aren't going to want you. So the aliens are these energies. The aliens are what you might call the UFOs in the sky. I'll talk about that briefly because some people are completely maybe enamored about looking for them, finding them, trying to get a flashlight up on a mountaintop to single them, wave at them to say hi. Well, most of the sightings that are seen, and I would say probably virtually 95% of them, are actually spaceships. We'll call them, you could call them unidentified flying objects, but they are identified by the people that made them here on this planet. Okay, so they are things that have been created here. It could be reverse engineered by crash site, the UFOs, etc. And the aliens also live here in underground tunnels and bases. And they are helping the different governments to manufacture these also. There's a lot of sightings different parts of the world where they're manufactured and they come out of the ground and they fly around. So these are actually ones that are made and built here. Maybe eventually, if we keep going the way we are, maybe in, we'll just say 30 years from now, you may have your own little spaceship in your backyard created by Boeing, who knows? So those technologies are already here. They're being used. Now, the true ones, the true UFOs, maybe the other 5% that are around, you probably are not going to see. You know about the ones that have crashed here, but the other ones normally don't even want to come here too much because they don't want to be seen. So the ones that you can see might be a little better than the ones you don't see. There are probably billions of them out there that are in your ship clouds. So those are the ship clouds that belong to true UFOs, not the ones that you might see up in the sky that's kind of blinking at you with different colors and stuff like that. That's just some type of either hologram, or it could be actually, your brother or maybe your neighbor flying that ship saying hi to you because it was made here and they know where you live. Want to say, hey, I'm up here, look at me, and maybe waving at you through the windows on it. But the ones that you don't see are the ones that are the ones that are in the ship clouds. So, give you guys some homework. Just take any type of picture, with a digital camera of the clouds. And then look at it maybe on your computer and blow it up, and you will see alien faces in those clouds, number one. Typically a regular photograph could probably have as many as maybe 20 of these, maybe as little as a couple, but you will almost always, 100% of the time, see alien faces. They'll look like skeleton heads. So, lo and behold, that's what you're seeing up there. When you see the flat-bottom clouds, those are the flat-bottom ship clouds. And clouds somehow form around the alien ships. because they're just outside of our visual sight. So, how many ship clouds are there? Look around. The clouds that are stacked on top of each other, the clouds that look like saucers. You see a cloud that all of a sudden stands still when it's a windy day. You go, wow, how can a cloud stand still when the wind is blowing very strong? And the devastation stuff that they do to us are the hurricanes and tornadoes. There's no such thing as a natural disaster here on this planet. Your spirit will not allow anything to be harmed. All your natural disasters, or an act of God, which would be the aliens. So the act of God aliens out there are the ones that are causing all these disasters to cause harm to us so they can live off our emotional trauma energy, along with their physical pain energy. This is what they want to get out of you. Remember, they know that you're built full of this stuff. All they're doing is pushing your butt. Then from there, they transmit the mind control energies to your head. And inside of your head, you get your thoughts, and they're controlling your thoughts by your natal chart, your horoscope. And so, where are you? You are controlled by aliens all the time. Unless you drop into your heart, commanding your spirit to take those thoughts, monkey mind, all of your thinking, availability that you have, and drop it into your heart. Once you get into there, you're at peace. You still think inside of there. You won't have a negative or positive thought, being non-judgment. So, how do they control us? Through our mind. They created the mind energies. Like I say, when you're young, you're going to school. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. What's the next part? How I wonder. And the key thing there is what you are. What you are. What are you up there? Well, the kids knew. Whoever made that little song was very awake spiritually. Knew that these stars are probably alien UFOs, alien energies out there, maybe a hologram that was created. And from there, we're looking at something that is controlling you. Just look at your natal chart. You don't have to go too far with that. It's in every newspaper. I don't believe I'm being controlled by aliens. Well, What are the stars doing to you? What are the planets doing? In your newspaper, remember, most people believe what they see in text. If it's in text and in print, you normally believe it. Well, why do everybody in this country here have newspapers with your horoscope in it? And you go to somebody who is an astrologer, and lo and behold, they can draw a chart up for you and tell you what happened in your life in the past. You go, wow, how did you know that? Well, it's in the stars, it's in the planets, your natal chart. You go, wow, I didn't know that I was controlled that way. They look at you and they go, yeah, but that's your karma. Karma is to experience this because you didn't do very well in your last lifetime. So these God energies, universe, the mind universe out there, collective consciousness, is coming around and whacking you with these particular things. And this is why you have your life the way it is. So, how much do you want to be programmed? Wish to do the teachings of Jesus, drop into your heart to become peaceful? Or do you want to have the mental anguish and battles inside of your head all the time, trying to figure out what's right and wrong? So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we just got a question from Alan, and he's saying, how is a planet an alien? We're mentioning about the planets controlling you and aliens controlling you. So he's wondering, are you meaning that a planet is an alien, or what do you mean? You still there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So, yeah, the planets could be an alien ship, and you're seeing that. How far are they? What timeline are they on? Let me get some water here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Buddy has just written, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. I see what you mean, Ron. So you're saying that stars can be perhaps not what we think they are, maybe in some cases, and then planets also, I guess you're mentioning. Did you get your water, Ron? Are you back?
Yep, I'm back, sure.
Okay, so you're saying that the planets are controlling us, which obviously if you think about your astrological chart in that way, and astrology does seem to work. For those of you who maybe have studied it a little bit, you know that much of it seems to be very true. When people do a reading for you about who you are and your personality traits and perhaps things that have happened to you in your past and things that you have coming up in your future, you do find out that a lot of these do come to pass. So there is definitely something to this notion that planets are affecting us in the path of our life through time here. So, but you're actually saying a planet is a little bit more than a lump of rock than alien, and perhaps has an alien component to it, Ron?
Yes, I say that. And also the ones that are out there that you may see a telescope. What timeline are you looking at? Remember, you deal with timelines here. And whenever you have a timeline, how is that connected to this one? And what hologram are they bringing forth in a timeline for you to experience? So the aliens abduct you physically probably every 10 minutes and give you a particular new body created by a particular alien race. Could be many of them. Could be thousands. And you change personalities about every 10 minutes. Just look at your friends. As soon as you get into a different emotional situation, their personality changes. That's because of the mind control programming. So the planets out there do this to you. And the timelines also are a way that they can connect to you. So the whole thing is you're living in timelines. And everybody should know that. You saw Stargate and all the other programs. You saw the movie, I'm sure, Terminator, where they brought a robotic person back from the future to help save part of the planet here. You know, Arnold did that, okay? And that's what's happened. That's what's happening now, the same things. And these are robotic humans from the future coming back in here, cyborgs, or whatever you want to call them, manifestation that looks physical, but their internal organs and things could be different or not even there at all, but they may look physical too. This is just another part of the alien technologies that the aliens have given us, and we're able to use it against the aliens, so to speak, in some of the battles. But the main thing is that you are controlled consciously until you go into your heart to become peaceful. Or you think you're just using the energy of mass consciousness, which is created here by the aliens, and a lot of things are good. Your computer is good. What's in the program? What's programming your computer? What software do you buy? Same thing as you. You have software in you that goes off too. You have your cellular memory, right? You go, you have a problem in your life. Maybe you're afraid to walk on a red light or through a red light on the road because maybe you got hit by a car at some point. So that don't walk off the curb when you don't even see any cars. You're afraid you might get hit. Well, that's a program that was instilled in you. Or installed in you. And so you need to realize that everything here is mind programming, and the mind programs work on timelines, and your whole life is controlled by that. And why do the aliens want to do that to you? It's because this is how life is. They want to get your emotional energy. Remember, if you believe in the teachings of Jesus, you know that he came to release the people that he was working with when he lived here, have them get released of their sins, their negative situations from their ancestors and in this lifetime, all the stuff that they had in judgment. Become a child again. A child has no judgment. As you get older, you get that. And that's the teachings of Jesus. Get these things out of you so you can become peaceful. If you look at a baby, they're quite peaceful. They're very happy, moving around, you know, giggling and smiling and all kinds of stuff. And have you ever been that yourself? Probably when you were younger. Are you that way now? Are you happy and cheerful, full of laughter, full of excitement, full of wonderment? Of course not. Life is giving you a bad deck of cards from your ancestors. And these programs kicked in. But once your cellular memory kicks in, your DNA kicks in from the past, start living your life according to the rules and regulations of the aliens out there, then this is what your natal chart's all about, and they're controlling you. So how do you get out of that control? You have to become innocent like a baby. You have to get rid of the mind. darkness has given you to think with. So, for Southern Judge, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and we've got, I think, about 3 minutes till the break. So we had one other question from Buddy. So this kind of goes along a little bit with the planets controlling us and being on timelines and astrology, which can seems to be able to predict the future. And Buddy was asking, are predictions in general, I guess, from the dark side? And he was wondering about predictions about the end of time and 2012 and the Mayan calendar and Armageddon and all this kind of thing. This is timeline stuff. So where the predictions come from, Ron?
Well, the predictions are different timelines that are real. And even though you may not have that timeline activated in this particular timeline here, it could still be happening elsewhere on a timeline. So there's many parallel lifetimes running at what time? And are you going to experience that? Well, yes, you will if you're on that timeline. The fact that you may not have experienced what somebody told you is only because they were reading, checking out, remote viewing a timeline, and in that timeline, this experience occurred. If they switch timelines, it may not have occurred. Okay, so you have to realize that what they are seeing is real on a timeline. And that timeline will normally follow its course, and it could be completely happening on that timeline but not affecting you here. But if you happen to be living on that timeline, you may feel that energy coming to you during that timeline. It may leak over into this one, and this is your deja vu. Something happens on a timeline, and all of a sudden you say, man, I think I've seen this before. Oh, maybe a second ago. Have I been here before? I feel like I've walked in this forest before, or I looked at the same plants are there, and the flowers have a remembrance of something, and it could have been 2 months ago. Well, that was a timeline that you were viewing, and it happened to leak through into this one here. True light, you only have one light, one life in the present moment. Don't have any memory of anything, because the memory will be in duality. It would hold you into the past. Well, in true light, you're just experiencing life moment by moment by moment by moment. Darkness, you have a history of the past, and you can never get away from that history because it's stored inside of your DNA and gets activated through your cellular memory. And this is the problem here that we have, and you have to get out of it. That's what the darkness gave you. They gave you the gift of having DNA in your body, store records of the past. And you are reliving those records. You are living the past genetics of all of your ancestors in one lifetime now. And your parents did it in their lifetime. And now you have their stuff added on to the stuff that they were given. Because your parents probably never worked on themselves. Never cleaned out their emotions. Never cleaned out their pain body. Didn't know about this. Well, that's the problem, is that each generation gets worse and worse, and you need to do that to have peace. You want to have peace? You want to find peace? Peace is within you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have just 1 minute, 50 seconds till we go to break. So, Ron, since you've just mentioned that the place we need to be is in our heart, maybe you can do the mind-to-heart drop as we go to break. At the end of this first hour.
Sure, so I'll just do what I always do. You count from 10 to 1 backwards. Let's command your spirit to do this for you, but you have to say it out loud. So we're dropping down into your heart, taking your thoughts that's in your head, dropping them into your heart center where you're going to find peace. The only place you can find it is in your heart with your divine spirit, source energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, you will know that you're in your heart. If you think a thought, you're going to feel the thought coming out of your heart, and in place of having it come out of your head. clean your ears. So when you feel it in your heart, think a negative or positive thought. It will no longer exist. As a negative thought or a positive thought is judgment. Source energy does not judge you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and there's the music. So we're off for another break. You're listening to the Ron Amatron Healing Show here on Radio RMN PM on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network. And don't forget to go to TalkStreamLive.com and vote for your favorite radio show. You can send your questions into clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will see you in just a few minutes on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America.
Illuminati!
Let's just go over that again, because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
Orgon Clogbusters for weather modification. You can bring rain to arid climates and bring energetic balance to your local environment. Are you worried about roadblocks, economic collapse, and forced vaccinations? Orgon provides a blanket of energetic protection to your home and your persons. Orgon, the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. Coined by Dr. Wilhelm Reich, Orgon has been called by great mystics and philosophers Kai, Prana, or simply the Force. Why have I not heard of Orgon? Money and power, plain and simple. In these coming times of uncertainty, Orgon will provide you with the energy to make rational decisions in the face of calamity. Fortunes are made at the flood, and we are headed for the strongest test this nation has faced. Do you have the latest spiritual technologies available to assist you in creating a world of peace and power for the common man? Go to OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call now, 307-200-4503.
Camping, hiking, backpacking, Alice packs, military surplus, tactical gear. The list goes on and on and on. You can find it at CJL Enterprise. That's ENTERPRIZE.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on the web. Again, it's CJL Enter, ENTERPRIZE.com. CJLEnterprise.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. CJL Enterprise.